Okay, this is Moses Allison, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andros Jones.
Radio 8 Ball, give us a shake. We're here in the studio, tempting fate. Wherever you are, putting questions to the songs that we have randomly selected. With the help of our friends, synchronicity is Radio 8 Ball. Give us a shake, 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 shake. Radio 8 Ball. Shake, 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 shake. Is the Radio 8 Ball Show.
Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards in a process I call consulting the pop oracle. My name is Andros Jones, and for the next 7 weeks, I will be releasing clips from the Radio 8 Ball event I presented at the 40th Annual Conference of the International Association for the Study of Dreams with musical guest Bart Davenport. Today's question comes from Rebecca.
Okay, so the first questioner on the Radio 8 Ball at IASD 40 is Rebecca. How many Rebeccas do we have in the house? We've only got one Rebecca, so you are our Rebecca. Come on up.
Okay, so our guest, Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome to the Radio 8 Ball. And would you mind reading your question so that we can all hear it? And please speak into the mic if you would.
How can we embrace the dark without fear? Is it not as important as the light?
How can we embrace the dark without fear? Is it as important?
Is it not as important?
Is it not as important as the light? Okay. Well, now, to engage the pop oracle, you get to spin the wheel of eight. Give it a good hard spin.
Na, 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 wheel of eight.
When my dream, song number three, when my dream.
When my dream is your dream and not just another notion, memorize unwritten rules of endless devotion. When my dream is your dream, paint the rooms and hallways where we'll sing a happy tune forever and always. These kids today are a lot like me and you were. Seems like yesterday you were such a mystery. But being loved is synonymous with feeling understood. So I guess we've changed for good. When your dream is my dream, in the search for hidden meanings, but it takes so darn long when you're always dreaming. Yeah. Kids today are a lot like me and you were. Seems like yesterday you were such a mystery. But being loved is synonymous with feeling understood. So I guess we've changed for good. Good.
Beautiful, beautiful, Bart. So, Rebecca, what do you think about that as the answer to your question, how can we embrace the dark without fear? Is it not important as the light? I have some ideas if you'd like to hear ours. But...
I thought it was good. It was a little more than neutral. I thought it was toward the positive.
I guess I was
hoping for something more.
Well, see, this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. You probably got more. We don't have the aperture yet to get it, to really see it. Bart, what did you, because I have some ideas. Bart, what did you think about that as the answer to the question?
I thought it was surprisingly cheery. Yeah.
Well, of course, no. Come on, people. When my dream is like, so the question is, how can we embrace the dark without fear? When my dream is your dream, you're not alone in the dream. And when there's a sense, I think that would be. And when you're able to share it, if you're able to share it, you're able to get context on it. I do feel like that idea of, I think maybe it's like. Yeah, it's just understanding that the things that happen to us in our dreams aren't entirely personal, that there is something non-local and that there is something, not I want to say communal, but there is something, more universal and just like the human frequency being expressed through us, through our dream poet. But there is some part of that that is universal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And if we all share this darkness, then... it's a little bit less scary,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Love wins.
What? And love wins. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
How can we embrace the dark without fear? Is it not as important as the light? That question has haunted this production of Radio 8 Ball in ways I could never have guessed during the live event. If you've watched the full show, you know there was a breakdown of communication during the post-production period between me and the former president of IASD. Even though it was clear to me that neither Angel Morgan, who brought me to IASD, nor the IASD board, nor members of my own circle who experienced the show and were reticent about my including a conversation about what happened to, or maybe I should say at me, in the creation of this latest Radio 8 Ball show in the final cut, I knew that all of this was a synchronicity, the synchronicity of the show. And that's the whole point of doing a Radio 8 Ball show. I discussed this in my keynote.
Some of you may have noticed that in the last 3 or 4 years, it's become difficult to engage a wide array of topics in a group of people who you don't know. You're probably thinking of some of them right now. And some of you are probably thinking, oh God, I hope he don't go there. Please don't go there. I'm not. And I don't intend to. I have no specific plans to go there. Of course, wherever you're thinking is not necessarily where I'm thinking, but I think we kind of get the same idea. And leaving whatever ramifications of that aside, it's kind of hard to do a synchronicity show that's all based upon asking questions and being open to the answers in an environment where people are afraid to ask, to touch a wide array of topics, which are the very topics that we're probably all the most curious about.
in some way, or they touch on the things we're most curious about. And so when Angel asked me to be here, I just thought, well, okay, it's synchronicity. It's the month of June. It's my father's birthday. It's on the cusp of the solstice. It's in beautiful Ashland, Oregon during the Shakespeare Festival. My father loved Shakespeare. He thought Shakespeare wrote in the language of dreams, and maybe a room full of dreamers can hang. Now, while I know the connection between my father's dream seminars and the Radio 8 Ball is part of the reason I'm here, I feel inspired to share a piece of history from the other side of my family, the Jewish side of my family. My great-grandfather, Isaac Shmushkin, was a communist lawyer, and he was part of the legal team that appealed the conviction of the Scottsboro boys in a pretty famous case in the early 1930s, in which nine young black men in the Deep South were convicted by an all-white judge and jury of raping two white women and were facing the death penalty. At the time, the Communist Party was the only political party in the United States which opposed lynching. So they offered the Scottsboro boys legal counsel. As the news of the trial spread, some celebrities like Jimmy Cagney, Langston Hughes, Lead Belly, and Albert Einstein offered support to the defendants in donations and public statements. Some of these celebrities were later accused of being disloyal and un-American for doing so. Some found themselves on blacklists that others claimed didn't exist. Now, it's this history that may inspire me to defend the asking of difficult questions about topics we're not supposed to talk about, like lynching and communism and blacklists were at that time. So now, bringing it back to dreams. When I was a pretty young kid, I used to have some very intense nightmares about the big bad wolf. I would have them night after night. I saw the big bad wolf in this picture book, and it was, I think about it now and it looks delightful. But in my mind, it was terrifying. His mouth was open, and big teeth and a big lolling tongue, and I felt like there was some spittle coming out of it. It just scared me to death. And my father came to my aid with some advice. He said, you know, you don't want to dream about the big bad wolf. You know what you need to do? You need to think about the big bad wolf during the daytime. Because what dreams are, one of the things dreams are, is our mind's way of working through the thoughts that we have, or have but don't want to have. And I'll tell you, I never had a nightmare about the big bad wolf again. I've never had recurring nightmares since. And this concept has inspired me not just in terms of my relationship to dreams, but in my relationship to life. That's what I'm trying to talk about here, is that if you don't want to talk about something really controversial, there's a good chance it's still going to sneak into our musical divinations here. And I want to be clear, I don't mean just controversial, those topics I was talking about. I mean controversial to you, you personally. I've had episodes where people ask a question like, la, and it comes back and they're like, you answered the real question. It happens. And it's a good thing that it happens, because this is our shared dream. And that's the real reason, that's the main thing that inspired me to come here and share this with you, is at the beginning of a dream conference with all of you dreamers who probably swim in synchronicity all the time, to plant these seeds of synchronicity through these musical divinations, this shared experience of synchronicity, whatever it is. It might be funny stuff, it might be sad stuff, it might be stuff that seems really boring in the moment, but then tomorrow someone's gonna say something or something's gonna happen and your mind is gonna be fucking blown.
Now, I've had enough experiences of people projecting their shadow onto me that even though this last 6 months of knowing I had to edit and release the show just as I have done, with all the potential blowback I might face, has been stressful, sad, and at sometimes infuriating, miraculously, my nervous system has managed to stay mostly in check. This is the practice of a Radio 8 Ball host, to embrace the shadow equally with the light, and to willingly play the Coyote Raven role. Before releasing the video on YouTube, I sent an email to all those who asked questions on the show, and Rebecca was the first to respond. She shared her personal synchronicity with me, but after viewing the video, chose not to engage publicly about it, which I totally respect. In my interpretation in the moment, I'm glad I focused on the communal spirit of dreaming at a dream conference, where our dreams are each other's dreams, and bringing this spirit to the first Pop Oracle appearance at IASD. Tonight, in this moment, it's the closing lines of the bridge that speak to me.
Seems like yesterday you were such a mystery. But being loved is synonymous with feeling understood. So I guess we've changed for good. When your dream is my dream, in the search for hidden meanings. But it takes so darn long when you're always dreaming.
During my talk, I referenced the blacklists of the 1950s. And if being loved is synonymous with feeling understood, then blacklisting, as in excluding people from the conversation by mischaracterizing them as some kind of a thought threat, is a truly hateful act. Not just to the excluded target, but to those who might benefit from the inclusion of a different point of view. But being loved is synonymous with feeling understood. So I guess we've... If you're just now discovering Radio 8 Ball, I encourage you to visit www.radio8ball.com to find over 600 podcast episodes with guests like John C. Reilly, Lily Gladstone, Alan Toussaint, and Viggo Mortensen. You'll also find a link to the Radio 8 Ball app, which allows you to host your own Radio 8 Ball show for yourself and for your friends. In next week's episode, I'll be talking with Kurt, who asked,
how do I organize the Joseph music?
And received as his musical answer,
song number 6, Naked Man.
Until then, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.